Welcome to our Lenten Reflection Series on Knowing Your Tree of Sin. Each day we will be reflecting on one of the seven deadly sins and a saint who struggled with that sin, but by the grace of God overcame that sin and how we can do the same. Today's reflection is for the Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, and the word we're reflecting on today is gossip and how it is connected to the deadly sin of envy. St. Ambrose of Optina tells us, "In the beginning, envy is revealed through inappropriate zeal and rivalry, and later by fervor with spite and the blaming of the one who is envied." A saint who struggled with envy was St. John Birchmans. St. John Birchmans at one point in his life struggled with envy, especially through gossip. Eldest son of a shoemaker, John was born at Dees, Brabant. He was a good student, but was envious of others and could gossip about them in order to help himself attain a better status. This greater status would only come from someone else's status being lowered. Eventually, God showed him the error of his ways, and he is now known as an anti-gossip saint. Birchmans developed the ability to say something nice about everyone. If Birchmans ever witnessed a fellow student getting reprimanded for an indiscretion, he would promptly say something positive about him. This charitable practice served as a means of quelling any negative talk about his fellow students. He later wanted to be a priest, and when 13, became a servant in the household of one of the cathedral canons at Malines John Fromond. In 1615, he entered the newly founded Jesuit College at Malines, and the following year became a Jesuit novice. He was sent to Rome in 1618 to continue his studies, and was known for his diligence and piety, impressing all with his holiness and stress on perfection in little things. He died there on August 13th. Many miracles were attributed to him after his death, and he was canonized in 1888. He is the patron of altar boys. Gossip is harmful because it defaces the character of an individual, and every type of gossip starts with some kind of negative statement. Birchmans provides us with an antidote to this dreadful vice. He reminds us to have kind words for everyone, especially those who are troublemakers or more difficult to love. The deadly sin of envy involves gossip by speaking badly about another to make ourselves look better. The most popular people in schools can sometimes be the ones who are the worst gossipers. They want to maintain their social status so much that they will use words to bring down any possible competition. Not only does gossip kill the true status of another, but it also kills our true status as we forget who God made us to be. Complimenting helps us remember our true status. How have you fallen into gossip in your life when you desire to maintain or achieve a certain status or been a victim of gossip? For your prayer today, St. John would have prayed with the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 40 through 43. Use your imagination as you hear me read now the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 40 through 43. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing? They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. Please reflect on how the people in the crowd were gossiping about Jesus and how the gossip led to division. Reflect on how you have fallen into gossip or been the victim of gossip, which has produced division and pain in your life. May you have a blessed day.